Every year for more than a decade, Progress Energy has wrangled with Citrus County over its tax bill for the Crystal River Power Plant. And every year, Progress has paid about $30 million in property taxes to the county. Until last year, that is. In November, Duke Energy sent a payment for just $19 million of its $36 million tax bill. Citrus County had to tap its reserves to avoid immediate cuts to schools and the sheriff's department. And now Duke and Progress have sent a letter to the county commission warning not to expect more than $19 million in 2013 either. Commission Chairman Joe Meek calls it a disregard for the county's tax valuation process, which has barely even begun for 2013.
And yet they have determined that they will pay an amount that they believe that they owe, irregardless of whatever the property appraiser says. And that is disturbing and unusual.
And Meek, along with other Citrus County officials, said as much in a response letter to Duke Energy yesterday. Duke Energy's refusal to pay comes with a lawsuit claiming Citrus County is overvaluing improvements made to limit pollution from the coal-fired units, not to mention the Crystal River nuclear reactor that's been offline since a botched repair effort in 2009. If Duke decides to close that reactor permanently rather than fix it, the company says Citrus County should expect an even smaller tax payment in 2013. Progress Energy spokeswoman Suzanne Grant says the letter of warning was meant to let county officials know what they can plan on as they budget for the coming year.
We have many employees who live and work in that community. They send their children to those schools. We care deeply about the community. It's, you know, our home as well. However, we need to make sure that we're paying the proper amount of taxes. It's only fair to all of our customers that we pay the proper amount of taxes.
Citrus County's property appraiser says he and Progress Energy were always able to agree on a fair tax value until Duke Energy took over last year. Now they'll have to duke it out in court and deal with partial payment in the meantime. To which county officials say Duke Energy wouldn't accept partial payment from one of its electric customers, so why should we? For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.